W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, and Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. We turn to the news from Mexico, which is surprising. I read from the BBC, Europe Watching, Tijuana. Thousands of federal troops have been deployed to several Mexican border cities, including Tijuana, amid a flare-up in gang violence. The northern state of Baja California was hit by a wave of arson that saw nearly 30 vehicles burned and highways blocked on these last days, Friday night, last weekend, followed a week of violence and shootings in other Mexican states. Joseph, I start with you because you've recently visited the Mexican-Texas border and you've been following this story in Tijuana. It is surprising. The administration of López Obrador has not been weighed down with random violence or upsets in cities or guerrilla fighting, to my reading, for many years, let alone weeks or days. Does this surprise people in Mexico City? Did this surprise you when you read about it, Joseph?
No, John, unfortunately, it didn't surprise me. The situation on the U.S. southern border is getting worse and worse by the day. The cartels are taking over territory all the way from Tijuana to Matamoros, which is on the Gulf side, on the eastern side of the border where I was at. And this violence, I mean, this is was a tremendous amount of violence that's happening in Tijuana. And we got to remember, Tijuana is a well-known tourist destination. There's a lot of tourists that go there for concerts. They go there for the beach. They go there for all kinds of different things. It's very close to San Diego on the U.S. side, in California. So to have this level of violence, I think, is very scary. I think the Mexican authorities are saying that they're going to be deploying upwards of 5,000 National Guard, 2,000 police officers to calm the violence. But that could actually just spiral into additional clashes. And so I was on the other side of the border, John. I was in the Texas side near the Rio Grande Valley sector of the U.S.-Mexico border. And I was in a place called Matamoros, which is on the Mexican side. Brownsville's on the Texas side. And while there wasn't this level of violence, thankfully, there wasn't this level of chaos on this side of the border. In Matamoros, Mexico, you can absolutely tell the cartels are controlling everything. I mean, there is no police, really. It's the cartels who can stop you, the cartels who can question you, the cartels who can extort you or even kidnap you. I had my own little adventure on that side of the border that we're going to be telling that story pretty soon. But it's getting bad, John. I've taken repeated trips to the border for the last few years, and it's probably as bad as I've seen it right now. The migration's a big part of it. The drug trafficking's another part of it. But really what I'd say is territorial control. It's getting outside the hands of authorities and getting into the hands of these major drug cartels.
Joseph, do I remember correctly that López Obrador's administration made a large distinction between using the army and using the National Guard or the police? I can't remember exactly how it was all divided up. And that was important to López Obrador. I think the way they put it was hugs, not bullets. Is that gone, Joseph?
Well, maybe for AMLO, it's not gone, but for the governors of these states in Mexico, especially the northern border states that are experiencing this unprecedented levels of violence, it's not hugs, not bullets. It's absolutely more law enforcement. So it's the governor of the Baja California, which is the state where Tijuana resides, who's ordering this increase in law enforcement and National Guard. AMLO obviously will have to coordinate some of that since there's some federal elements in it, but in Mexico, much like in the United States, the states have a lot of control of what happens in terms of law enforcement in their territories. So I don't see AMLO changing his position necessarily at a national level, but many governors on the border states are absolutely changing their position because the violence in the territory is getting out of their control.
Ernesto, just quickly, because we didn't go to individual items, is narco-terrorism part of the campaign rhetoric? You say both sides are tearing the other side down. Do they mention these drug gangs that dominate local and transnational highways? We have about a minute.
John, unfortunately, not as much as they should. President Bolsonaro is running on being tough against crime, and he touts the apprehensions of drugs on the border. But actually, real concrete measures against the huge network of crime, he hasn't that to show. But Lula is worse. I mean, he totally ignores that. And actually, what they would like is to see Brazil as some sort of criminal run country in a way, or in several ways. But I mean, this unfortunately, regular people don't pay attention to the amount of influence that organized crime today has in Brazilian politics, especially at local level. But local level can be a determinant for national level as well. So what happens is, people see the individual cases in individual cities where crime is rampant, but they don't see the connections of those people with politicians, both in Lula's and sometimes, unfortunately, in Bolsonaro's camp.
Joseph, you report carefully about the violence on the Mexican side of the border. Is it also true that it's on the Texas side of the border? Do these gangs shrug off the law enforcement and the border patrol and penetrate into Texas and maybe into California?
Well, the short answer, John, is absolutely yes. They are infused into the border towns along the border. In Brownsville, which is the part that I was in, especially along the border, the cartels are absolutely present. And the thing is, the drug cartels are no longer just dependent on drug trafficking. They've diversified their illicit revenue. They also depend a lot on human smuggling. And that's where I think we're seeing a lot of the drug, a lot of the cartel activity on the U.S. side. I actually literally saw the catch and release program. So migrants being detained in Brownsville and then being released and put on buses or put on planes to move elsewhere throughout the state or even throughout the country. And the cartels help these migrants get across that border. They help the human smuggling, the coyotes, as they call them, move these folks across the border. I saw the cartels observing this up close. So this is absolutely a problem for our U.S. Southern states. But I think it's a national security crisis, to be honest with you, John, because as we know, these are then moved throughout the country and we're having violence in all different parts of the United States.
Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society. Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.